The service for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, June 28, 2026. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, by the working of your Holy Spirit, grant that we may gladly hear your word proclaimed among us and follow its directing. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our text is from Jeremiah 28, verses 5 through 9. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to Hananiah the prophet in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord make the words that you have prophesied come true and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. Yet hear now this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes to pass, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A sermon entitled, Peace at the Last. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A reality in life is that things are what they are, and one does better to accept them as they are instead of how a person might wish them to be. At the time of the prophet Jeremiah, people were not liking the reality that faced them. The situation was that the people of God had backslid from faithfully following the Lord and living in the covenant relationship that he had entered into with them. The consequence was that God would humble them through things like war, famine, and pestilence. They should brace themselves for a rough road ahead. The rough ride had already started. The Lord employed the Babylonians to come down from the north. They would be like a boiling pot of hot water, tipped over to bring destruction on their southern neighbor. God had told Jeremiah, Out of the north, disaster shall be let loose upon all the inhabitants of the land. For behold, I am calling all the tribes of the kingdoms of the north, and I will declare my judgment against Judah for all their evil in forsaking me. Though Jeremiah sought to call the people to repentance in order to prevent this consequence of unfaithfulness, the people persisted. Therefore, the Babylonians were allowed by God to attack Jerusalem, raid the temple of its valuables, and deport the king and many nobles back to Babylon. They also deported many soldiers and craftsmen. They then set up a vassal king instead that he might do their bidding, sending ongoing tribute from the land up to Babylon. It had been a demoralizing invasion. Sometimes reality is more than we can handle. We want to look away from it. We want to think that things are not that bad, and the worst is behind us. At times like these, people are delighted to hear a message from those who will speak to them exactly what they want to hear. Now, this is where schemers will arise, realizing that confirming people's delusional thoughts, telling them what they want to hear, can be profitable. Thus arise false prophets. A case in point is a man named Hananiah. He claimed to have a message from the Lord to the people that their sins were nothing to repent from and all was fine with God. This stood in contrast to Jeremiah, who was telling them that the road ahead was going to be rough. The temple would be destroyed and the land laid waste. This first wave of deportation was going to be followed by two more, until almost everyone was taken captive, and God would allow their exile to last for 70 years. Hananiah, on the other hand, prophesied to the people that what had happened was but a momentary setback. God would break Babylon in only 2 years, at which time everyone who had been exiled would be returned. He claimed Jeremiah was all gloom and doom, and not to listen to him. The people instead should listen to the more positive words he declared. And now this brings us to our text. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to Hananiah the prophet in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord make the words that you have prophesied come true, and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. Yes, that might be nice, if it were to happen. However, that was merely wishful thinking. Jeremiah then reiterated what they could expect, aligning his message with prophets from previous generations, saying, Yet hear now this word that I speak in your hearing and the hearing of the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. Jeremiah was following in their train. He continued, As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes to pass, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. You see, true prophets would tell it as it is, and that's helpful. False prophets, on the other hand, tell people what they want to hear, and that's hurtful. Hananiah would soon be shown to be a false prophet. Jeremiah had said to Hananiah, The Lord has not sent you, and you have made this people trust in a lie. And in that year, the prophet Hananiah died. To this day, the world, along with a part of ourselves, want to hear a message of peace. We want to hear that God will bless us when we merely do our best for Him. We want to hear how He doesn't judge anyone, especially not because of how they are. We want to hear that everyone gets to enjoy eternal life one day, regardless of their faith. After all, God, if He even exists, doesn't really care about sin, if there is such a thing. Now, would you like to attend a church that taught this? I admit that I might like it. I might prefer to preach in a church like that, too, telling one and all that this is how it is. It sounds much more tolerant, accepting, and gracious. I'm okay, you're okay, everything is okay now. Go ahead and do your own thing, for God doesn't care. In fact, if I were to write books with this message, I might make a nice little profit. However, I'd be doing so as a false prophet. Like Hananiah, I'd be causing people to trust in a lie. The truth of the matter is that God cannot tolerate sin, and judgment will be unleashed upon this world in the end, for the wages of sin is death. And therefore, like Jeremiah, what I need to preach and what you need to hear is repent. Confess your sins to the Lord, agreeing with Him that you are a sinner who deserves nothing from the Lord except death and condemnation. And then call out to the Lord for mercy, according to Joel 2. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how can salvation for sinners be reality? Well, this is where I do have a gracious good news message for you. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was sent into the world by the Father in order to redeem us from the eternal consequences of our sins. This happened as Jesus took humanity's sin upon Himself, paying for them in full, shedding His holy and innocent blood in order that they may be atoned. Yes, Jesus died on Calvary's cross, and His body was buried. However, it wasn't for long, for up from the dead He rose. And this proves that He made peace between sinful mankind and God, for the Scriptures state in Colossians 1, how Christ has reconciled to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. Now all who trust in Jesus, having their sins washed away in baptism, are saved. They have new life with Christ now and eternal life waiting them in the world to come. All this is freely given to us by God, thanks to Jesus. We do have great hope ahead. But wait, we want what's coming now. We want prosperity sooner than later. A as the sinners we remain, we still want a Hananiah to tell us that God is going to give us heaven on earth here and now. However, this is not reality, and so therefore, such a message is not helpful. What we inquire instead is the reality of a Jeremiah saying that though we live in a beautiful world, it remains fallen, a place where bad things happen. We have to pass through many trials and tribulations here below. We will face opposition for our faith in Christ, sometimes from our own family members. It's as Jesus said in today's gospel, "I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. A person's enemies will be those of his own household." He makes it clear that we can expect to carry a cross in this life as we follow him. Indeed, we live in this world as exiles. God's message to his people taken captive to Babylon at the time of Jeremiah was this: build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. Well, friends, this is applicable to us. Seek good in this world, even as it now is. Seek to draw in others to the Lord, that they too might be saved. We certainly can't make it perfect, but maybe we can help make it a little bit better. We do so looking forward to the great reset, which will take place when Jesus returns and all things are made new again. That's our hope, not unlike how God's people had the hope of a better future. Through Jeremiah, God actually told the captives that when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for wholeness and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Friends, this is reality that you can bank upon. We have peace with God now through the blood of Christ, and we will one day leave this world as it now is to a realm of perpetual peace. No more will there be war, famine, or pestilence. No more will there be persecutions. Instead, then at last, the reality for which we yearn will come to be, for our exile will end, and at last there will be true peace. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.